You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
Like many people, I'm working from home today. This is the first time in my 3 years on the job that I've worked from home. But you've got to avoid the New York City subways. You've got to avoid the possible vectors of coronavirus. It makes a lot of sense. So, of course, the most interesting thing in tech is the coronavirus, and there are a million stories about scientists trying to solve it, about the way the disease is transmitted, about the data we have. I'm going to choose one particular story because it struck me. It's about why kids don't seem to get the coronavirus or don't seem to be affected. In fact, there are more than 1,000 deaths in China, but not one child. So why is that? The first hypothesis would be that the children literally don't get it. Second would be that it doesn't affect the children. And there was a very smartly done study in China tracking people who were diagnosed with coronavirus and then checking on the people with whom they'd been in close contact, children and adults, and testing them and seeing if they were exposed. And it turns out that children were just as likely to be exposed. They just were asymptomatic. So children are getting COVID-19 at the same rates as adults. They're just not dying. In many cases, they're not showing symptoms. All right, why would this be? We don't know enough about how COVID-19 works to have a strong hypothesis. But two possibilities are, one, that children just have better immune systems, right? Because they have spent their childhood picking up toys, putting them in their mouth, licking the subway poles. They've been exposed to lots of different viruses, and their immune systems have been better able to handle COVID-19. A second is that COVID-19 appears to have the worst effects on people with issues in their lungs. And children have relatively pristine lungs. They haven't been exposed to as much pollution. They don't smoke. They don't vape. So their lungs are in good shape. We could theoretically do a study on children who have had lung problems and see what their exposure rates are. But that is going to take more time and, unfortunately, more data. Okay, so children don't seem to have problems from it, but they do seem to get it. What does that mean? Well, it means they're carrying it. And so one of the risks is multi-generational families. This is something that we're going through at home here in our apartment where our grandparents are coming and where I have a bunch of little kids. The question is, if the children are the carriers, how to avoid exposing the older people who are more susceptible? That's a challenge for everyone with kids, and everyone with parents, and for society too. But the upshot is, be grateful that kids seem to be able to get through this. All right, stay safe out there. Wash your hands. Don't shake hands. Use your hand sanitizer. Social distancing. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.